For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The 12,000 residents of Malibu are evacuated as that zero-contained wildfire keeps burning. Laura Rosenthal is a member of the city council and says the past 24 hours have been tough on residents and the government.
The goal is to get people that are in difficult-to-reach areas to leave earlier, but many people want to stay and try to save their houses.
Pepperdine University's decision to shelter in place has raised some concerns among students and parents. Flames started reaching the campus overnight. Just hours after President Trump issued an emergency declaration to provide funds to help firefighters in California as they battle at least three major wildfires, the president threatened to withhold the federal payments, citing the state's gross mismanagement of its forests. The Camp Fire in Northern California, which has destroyed nearly 6,500 homes and killed at least nine people, appears to be the most destructive fire in at least a century. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The iconic monument at Vimy Ridge serves as a reminder of Canadians' wartime sacrifice. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made another visit to that memorial one day before the world marks 100 years since the end of the First World War, saying servicemen and women and veterans maintain the noble cause of the military.
Through your bravery and your dedication to your country, you honor the memory of the young men who died right here on the battlefields of Vimy Ridge, and indeed all service members who have paid the ultimate price.
Heavy rain prevented President Trump from visiting an American cemetery at the site of a 1918 battle in which the Americans and French repelled German forces. It's 50 miles east of the French capital. The rain prevented the helicopter from flying to the site. An Oklahoma jury has awarded $25.5 million to the family of a cancer patient denied coverage by Aetna, with jurors saying that the insurer acted recklessly and that the verdict was meant as a message for Aetna to change its ways. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In Thousand Oaks, California, they're still reeling from that mass shooting at a bar called Borderline. USA's Wendy King has the latest.
12 people died as the shooter, Ian Long, posted on social media. Among Long's victims were college students, veterans, and others who were at Borderline for country western dancing on college night. Many inside had already survived one mass shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas 13 months ago. I'm Wendy King.
Could a code word save your child's life? Police in Arizona say a lesson learned at home may have prevented the abduction of a 10-year-old girl last week. A man driving a white SUV allegedly pulled up next to the girl and her friend as they were walking, saying her brother had been injured in an accident, asking her to get in his car. That's when Brenda James says her daughter asked the man for a code word, which he didn't know, and the man drove off. The mom says she just came up with that code word.
We just talked about people that can pick you up and people who can't pick you up, and in that crazy emergency, it saved my daughter's life.
Police say the girl was unharmed, and they're still looking for the suspect. A coach bus carrying Princeton students to the Princeton-Yale football game crashed into a building because of a brake failure. 40 students and the driver were on the bus. 4 students were taken to the hospital for minor injuries. The driver had to be extricated from the bus. He was also taken to a hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.